Hi, I'm Brendan Lewis. I'm the head of business development for Real Sam, which produces the In Your Pocket product. I'm an Australian currently sitting in Washington, D.C., talking to people in the UK.
Wow. Yeah. That's... This isn't confusing at all. Do you have any idea what day and time it is, Brendan?
My life is actually chock full, especially because now we're all on video conferences. It's chock full of managing time zones and trying to figure out what suits you and what suits me, and it can be quite difficult on occasion.
Yeah, and you're apart from your family as well, is that right?
Near the start of this, my wife went back to Australia to get hip surgery because effectively we could get it done for close to free there, and she felt comfortable doing it, and she's had a couple of complications. But the big one, of course, is the fact that Australia doesn't want to let her leave because of coronavirus. Mm. So I haven't actually seen my wife in the flesh for just going on 6 months.
Wow.
Which was a fairly unexpected kind of outcome of this year.
I mean, there's lots of jokes you could make about that, saying, hey, you must have a really happy marriage. But the reality is it's actually quite, you know, unnerving to be in that position, I guess.
Yeah, well, the other side of the coin is that I'm sole parenting a 17-year-old boy, which is also an unexpected kind of gift.
So we're talking about In Your Pocket, which is that a welcome distraction?
Always happy to talk about pocket.
Yeah, for those who don't know, what is In Your Pocket?
So In Your Pocket, initially people look at it and they think of it as being a smartphone for blind people, but it's much more than that. It's a totally voice-operated device. Our software sitting on a Samsung handset. It's voice operated. It's a phone. You can make phone calls with it just by saying "call Stephen." You can send messages. You can add contacts with just your voice. It's an entertainment device. So quite uniquely, you can search for and instantly stream books from the RNIB library, from the Calibre Audio Library, from Torch Trust, from LibriVox, from Project Gutenberg. So you can say things like, find books about Harry Potter, and it'll present you a list. You choose what the title you like from the list and say play, and there you go. It's now streaming to you. You can listen to newspapers. You could say, read me The Guardian, and today's Guardian will start streaming to you instantly. And it's also finally a device that supports people to be more independent. So we have a video magnifier on board so people don't need to buy and carry a separate one. It's a talking world clock, so you can say, what's the time? Or you could say, what's the time in Boston, Massachusetts? Or you can also get the weather. So what's the weather in Paris today? And it has a navigation tool on board, a as the crow flies navigation, so useful when you're in the park or just getting around your local area to get guidance. It has, as I said, a video magnifier on board, but also, interestingly enough, it has the Be My Eyes software on board. So when you say Be My Eyes, it'll connect your microphone, speaker and camera on the handset to one of, I believe there's now 160,000 volunteers in the UK who can answer the other end and tell you what your handset's seeing. So that may be something from saying, is this kidney beans, have these kidney beans be expired because I can't read the label? Or maybe something as mundane as, do these socks match?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing service and all an amazing device as well, which gives you access to so much. We've been talking about In Your Pocket here on RNIB Connect Radio and on Tech Talk as well for a number of years. And the reason that you're here today is to tell us about a new handset.
Well, we've just decided to go back to the a Samsung handset. We were using a Doro handset. We're using as our base the Samsung X-Cover 4S, which is quite exciting for us. It's apart from being an upgrade in technology, so it runs around four times faster than the previous handset. Wi-Fi is quicker. Bluetooth works over much greater distances. The specification is that the previous Bluetooth version would work over a 30 metres line of sight, and the new one will work for up to 240 metres, which means that you can get around and do things and be further away from your speaker. It's got better radio band coverage, which means basically you can use it when you're out and about in more places. The screen is marginally bigger, but it's much higher resolution. So you've got around double, when you're using things like the video magnifier, you've got about double the sharpness of the images and much more vivid characters, which makes for those that need to use a video magnifier, makes things much easier to read. The battery lasts longer. It charges via a USB-C cable than the traditional USB micro, which means that when you're putting the cable in, there isn't a wrong way of getting it in, unless, of course, you're trying to stick it in sideways. But
but it is so much easier. It really is. Yeah,
but the USB C does make life easier. But really the exciting thing for us, though, is also, and I think one of the big points, is it's also IP68 rated, which means that it's dustproof and a bit more robust, but it's also slightly waterproof, and this is in the warranty as well, so that if you drop the device into the sink and pull it out and dry it, it'll keep on working.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's I won't tell you how many times I've spilled bottles of water over my tech, and destroyed umpteen keyboards over the years. So yeah. To have that, capability is good.
Yeah, I have discovered that when you go kayaking and you stick a phone in a waterproof bag, it doesn't necessarily mean the bag is waterproof.
No, that's right.
It appears to be more of a brand name.
So this is out, or is it coming out? Where are we with this?
We're now taking orders, and we're expecting the first orders to be shipped in the next couple of days.
That's amazing. And is it the same as before, where you would buy the phone and or can you get it on installments? How does it work, especially in the UK?
So we now actually have more than one option. So you can buy it, you can pay for it up front, or pay for it over on a 2-year plan. But we have two versions of it. So for the normal user, we have a 3-gigabyte plan, which is, it comes with an O2 SIM card in it, which gives you unlimited phone calls and text in the UK and 3 gigabytes data a month. Or we also have for power users a 10 gigabyte plan as well. They can now purchase it on. So we have those two options and two ways of buying it. Price has only kicked up slightly. We were selling the previous Doro at £22 a month. The new Samsung XCover 4S handset is at $25.99 per month.
So you've got a range of options now, and that's interesting. You've mentioned power users, because of course some people, when we say power users here, we're talking about people who may be downloading more books or maybe using Be My Eyes more. All of this consumes data, doesn't it? And that's why you need that extra on occasion.
Well, if you're at home, you're on Wi-Fi, you're in the office, you're on Wi-Fi, you're not using any data. But when you're out and about, if you're getting navigation, or maybe you're commuting, and on your commute you're listening to some stuff, you're searching for new things, you're reading the morning news on the train into town, that's where having the SIM card in it brings it into its own.
So for people who want to know more about this, how can they buy this, how can they purchase it, and the various ways you've talked about?
There's two ways of buying it. You can either go to our website at inyourpocket.net. That's inyourpocket.net, you can buy online. If you want to have a talk to someone, you can call our office. We have a support office in Peterborough. So one of the nice things about buying this handset, as compared to buying just a straight out Samsung or phone or an iPhone or something like that, is that it's pretty hard to get support. With us, you can call 0333 772 7708 and speak to one of our operators or one of our support team in Peterborough. For people that want to have a look, we also have actually on the website, there's a list of all the different, there's a whole number of sight loss charities that have demonstration devices. So there's, apart from the RNIB stores, there's also a whole lot of local sight loss charities that are carrying in your pocket and can demonstrate them.
And as you say, that web address is inyourpocket.net, and we'll post all the contact details as well on the RNIB Twitter feed. Find us at RNIB Radio. Brendan Lewis, always good to catch up with you. I look forward to talking to you more about some of the exciting features within In Your Pocket in the coming months.
Well, I look forward to telling you about some of the new capabilities that we released to everyone.